This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller along with Torch columnist Bruce Mitchell. This is the Bruce Mitchell Audio Show, part two for Sunday, October 19th, one day later than usual for us, but we're getting part two in on the weekend. And, Bruce, I want to dive into the Ask the Torch or Ask Bruce mailbag and begin with this question, a recent one from Matt Roberts, kind of stemming from something we've talked about recently. His question is, do you think Hulk Hogan would have as much appeal if he were in his prime wrestling today on Raw every Monday and each pay-per-view against a featured heel as opposed to the jobbers? I think part of Hogan's big appeal was that he was very rarely used on free TV. Occasionally he was used on a center's main event, but against a lower mid-card heel. Cena is used every Monday night against a top heel and works every pay-per-view. And I will throw in one correction. On the center's main events, Hogan was against top heels, but it was always after he had extinguished a house show tour with them, and they were at the very end of the feud. That's usually the context of when he would go out there and beat them. So there was TV hype. They would get to the people who had not seen it on a house show, but it wasn't in the midst of something that would hurt a house show. But usually it was a top-level heel. So, Bruce, your fascinating question. How would Hogan do in today's environment, being used the way the top stars today are used, like Batista, Cena?
You don't know. I mean, Hogan was the end-all, be-all of the promotion in a much stronger, different way than it is on Raw, and the storylines were done in a much slower pace than they were on Raw. And so, you know, Hogan, I don't think Hogan would be anywhere near as effective as one of six or seven guys rotating around, and you know, even as the top guy of that. I mean, Hogan was protected, and Hogan was made very, very special. And he won all his matches for the most part. I mean, he might lose something by count out, but he won and kept the title and was Hulkamania was the business that WWF was in the end during the 80s. And, as far as the work rate expectations are higher, he had a very patterned match and the pattern worked. I mean, that's what people knew to expect and knew when the hulking up was coming and the comeback was coming and what the leg drop meant
It's safe to say, Bruce, Hogan would have wrestled a different style if he were in this environment, and he was capable of it.
I don't think he was that much capable of it, and I've seen all of his stuff. I mean, he could wrestle a little bit more. You know, he'd wrestle, give a little bit more in Japan. It could be carried a little bit. He wasn't terrible, but it wasn't. I don't know. I think that Hogan has always understood, and part of it is, part of his ego and wanting to be the great thing, but he's always understood that he has to be the main guy to be effective, and that's the truth. And so I don't think they would make him the main, today's formula is not to make anybody that type of main star. I mean, the comparison is John Cena, but John Cena is nowhere near or Triple H or Undertaker, or whoever you want to point at, or Batista, they're nowhere near what Hulk Hogan was to the promotion. And so it's really hard to say what he fit in at a half level Hogan. And I don't know that he was.
I think one thing we'd probably agree on is if they had Hulk Hogan, they would be promoting a different style, in the sense that I think WWE is a combination of two factors. What did the times call for? What has the business evolved into? But also, what are our top acts capable of doing? And let's build our style around that. The WWF formula would have been different if Hogan weren't the type of wrestler he was. And I think WWF would promote differently today if they had Hulk Hogan instead of John Cena. If Hogan had limitations, they would find a way to hide it. I think Hogan could rise to the occasion somewhat, but I do agree with you. He wouldn't be out there doing Randy Orton, John Cena level matches, and I doubt he would have progressed to the level of what Undertaker is or Triple H.
And, the television pressure and what they see as the television pressure of having main events on TV and having exciting stuff on the free TV just didn't exist for Hogan's time. And so would Hogan burn out faster? I mean, he had a limited act, but it didn't burn out anywhere near as fast because you didn't see it all the time. You saw hints of it. And we talked about this where it was a special occasion just to have Hogan on the show. And there's nobody... There's none of their top stars, there's a special occasion just because they show up on the show, unless they're coming back from an injury. And then, after they come back, and it's not, they're there every week, it's not a special occasion, then he goes away again for a while. Or there's nobody there that's just talked about, and that's enough, that makes them seem special because they haven't appeared. And then as you could, you know, the house shows went around the horn, and you could wait. You weren't burned out by seeing, you know, Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho on television every week. Instead of, there's that anticipation of Hogan's going to have to face King Kong Bundy, and when he does, and you waited for it, and that's not part of this formula. I think, you know, would the Hulk Hogan formula work today? I don't know, with the pressure of television of how fast they feel their television booking and that has to be. And then would people, what, you know, if they slowed it down, you would have to change the audience's the audience that they have now's expectation, and would that mean that they'd lose part of their audience before they picked up on some more audience? I don't know.
It is fascinating to imagine Hogan having the demands on him of today's generation. I mean, or today's era. I mean, I don't know, but I do think WWF would totally adjust. So, all right, but let's move on to the next question, and we'll go to.
It wouldn't be, you know, one thing about it, it wouldn't be a lack of charisma or a lack of star power that would hurt Hulk. I mean, Hulk Hogan's ability to communicate is certainly there, to, you know, would certainly be there as a young Hulk Hogan today. But that's not where the problem would be.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the most recent question asked in the Bruce Mitchell Zone in the VIP forum. This comes from Robin Pearson, who says, in reference to Mick Foley, Wade has recently said that he has done some of the best promos of the last 10 years. With wall-to-wall wrestling on every week, it's pretty difficult to remember some really good promos. What are some of the best promos you can remember in the last 10 years, or make it easier, since 2000? Keep up great work. Any thoughts on that, Bruce?
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP-exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter, where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week, with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with the newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.